Your San Diego Padres are in Arizona at the Peoria Sports Complex for spring training.
And so are we.
This is Padres Social Hour.
Back in Peoria, Padres Social Hour on this Sunday afternoon. Getting ready for a little baseball on television today. Should be fun. Padres and the Rockies coming up with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. All right, we've heard from a player. Let's hear from a coach. And we'll hear from a front office representative in a little bit. Logan White, one of the key members of this front office, will join us. But let's hear from Dave Roberts. Doc, one of the all-time great human beings on the planet Earth, in addition to a great baseball man, was nice enough to sit down with Bill and I the other day. This is a guy that's as good to talk to as anybody.
Oh, absolutely. And he said, I mean, it's interesting because he had the single maybe greatest play in Red Sox history, that steal of second that kept them from getting swept and started an 8-game winning streak to the World Series. And it's almost like when you bring it up, he just sort of gets like this little kid look on his face like, oh, well, that was part of it.
One of the coolest moments in sports history.
And a great guy.
Great guy. Always having fun. So we asked him, are you having fun so far?
I am. You know what? I kind of think back and look around spring training. Obviously, it's always fun to come to spring training and, you know, see guys running around the baseball field. And this is as much fun as I've ever recalled, you know, showing up into spring. And obviously, the names on the back of jerseys makes it that much exciting. But it's definitely a different experience as a player versus coach, but top of my list.
So you got a little more bounce in the step when you see Kemp out there and Upton and Will Myers and just everything picked up a bit.
It really did. You know, it started this winter and, you know, ownership's commitment to, to get players and they kind of the follow through. And obviously with what AJ and his staff did in the winter as well. And then as a coaching staff to kind of see it all kind of come to fruition and get guys on the baseball field. Yeah. You know what it's like? We're like kids in a candy store.
Dave, you've been on a team that's won a World Series. You had a lot to do with that. When you look at this club in terms of, I mean, we got name players now, but the chemistry seems to really be good here the first couple of days. When you see the chemistry, everything, what do you think, how far do you think the ceiling is for this club?
Yeah, I think that you look around Major League Baseball and there's talent everywhere. And I think that everyone's goal is to win a championship. But I think if you look at our club, and obviously it starts with Buddy when you talk about chemistry, and I think he's really done a great job early in camp trying to get guys to know one another and realize that we got to kind of come together as soon as possible and kind of build that trust and the comfort level. And I think that's what we're seeing right now, whether it's pitchers, position players, relief pitchers, outfielders, and everyone's kind of getting along, having a good time.
You mentioned the outfielders. You work closely with them. A lot of people asking and discussing outfield defense. Where are we at, you know, with the outfield defense? We see you doing all this work with these guys.
Yeah, you know what? I think we're fine. You know, obviously there's some skeptics out there, which is obviously expected. But I think that, you know, if you look at the roster of outfield players that we have, very athletic guys. And, Will Myers out there in center field. Hasn't played a whole lot of center field. But he's 24, 25 years old, very athletic, and he's got that will to work. And you look at the guys in the corner, these are special athletes, you know, Justin Upton and Matt Kemp in their prime. And people are telling them that they can't – they're going to be a detriment out there in the outfield. So they're taking it personal as a group, and they're working hard.
I think one of the things that's easy to forget is guys can get better. Just because they've been in the league for X number of years doesn't mean they can't improve. And obviously it's going to take hard work. It's going to take dedication. But, I mean, we've seen guys out here with you before practice, before everything at the start of the day, you know, working with you, Jose Valentin, whoever else, you know, to try and get better. That's still something that can happen at this level, right?
Absolutely, Justin. I think the one thing, if you look at all of baseball, the one phase of the game that I think that you can really improve on with effort and work and putting in your time is defense. And again, these guys are really putting in the time, and that just makes it fun for coaching. Kind of Buddy always preached to the coaches that, you know, players always want to be taught, and these guys just love being coached.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your job now as the bench coach, which is a lot different than when you came to the club as a first base coach. And I know a lot of fans don't really understand. Bench coach has one eye in his dugout and one eye in the other guy's dugout. You like it? I mean, is it? It's probably the second most important job in the organization.
Yeah, no, I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it, and you know, having a guy like Buddy at my side and kind of mentoring me, and you know, learning about pitching a lot more. And obviously, I'm helping Jose Valentin with the outfield and base running as well, which is great. But Jose's doing great, and just getting familiar with more of the pitchers, the catchers, and obviously, as you mentioned, Bill, just kind of trying to figure out what manager strategies are doing on the other side. And it's a lot of fun coming up as an outfielder and knowing that part of the game, and then now transitioning and learning more about infield defense and bullpen usage and things like that. It's just really helping me, and I love it.
What's the most what's the most difficult job of being a bench coach, do you think?
I wouldn't say – well, I think that – I wouldn't say it's difficult, but I think for more so thinking ahead. And you really try to think along with the manager, but also you try to think of things that he potentially could be posed with, you know, in the game. And so I think for me, where as a player and as a coach, as a first base coach, as a player, you're really thinking in the moment. You're really not going that far ahead. But I think as a bench coach, you're really having to think a couple innings ahead.
You also have to worry about what the other manager is doing and who he's got left, what players he's got left.
Absolutely. So I'm constantly looking at the lineup and who's played, who's left, and usage and things like that. So, but that's obviously been the challenge. But as the season went on last year, for me, the game really slowed down.
Yeah, that's even more fun during these spring training games, keeping track of who's out there. No, it's not fun at all. At least, not for me. Dave might enjoy it. Position battles. These games are getting going now. You know, we saw the first one on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and you know, now through this weekend. Is there sort of a date on the calendar where you think it might be ideal for those things to kind of come into focus? And you know, whether it's third base or even you know on the pitching staff, you know, when you and Buddy and the coaches get together, when you'd like to say, all right, around this time, we'd like for these things to kind of come into focus.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that there's definitely some open battles, and guys are some competition, open competition, and. You know, I think that's the way it should be. That's going to make everyone better, the organization better. But as far as a hard date, there's really not a hard date. But I think that as we get closer to breaking camp and, you know, that last week, you do want to get a core group of guys kind of meshing together and seeing what that looks like for sure. But right now, a lot of things can happen in the coming weeks. So right now, we're just happy that we have a lot of talent, a lot of depth, and we're excited to see how it plays out.
You know, I want to talk – your career – in San Diego sort of come full cycle. A lot of people may not know that as a high school athlete, you were the option quarterback and possibly one of the three greatest high school football teams in the area. What's it mean, I mean, to have started in high school here, two-sport star, and then come back, be with the Padres in your present situation?
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, I think that I look back in 1984 when I came to San Diego, and you know, you're rooting for that 84 team and so much energy in the city, and you know, and then I had an opportunity to play for the Padres and win a couple division titles. And so now as a coach and to see the talent that we've brought in and have a real opportunity to do something special here for this city. And I think for me, I'm a coach, but I'm also a Padres fan. I've been a Padres fan for a long time, so I think that you know, I tip my hat to ownership, and I'm just really excited to work for this organization. And you know, and I want to bring the first championship to San Diego.
Another Padre fan who's very excited about the 2015 season. And he's got some good insight as well. Dave, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we got all these games taking place here in Arizona, but of course, the regular season right around the corner. Padres opening series weekend presented by Saquon is coming. You got the party in the park on Friday, the post-game laser show on Saturday, military opening day, and Kids Fest on Sunday. It will be an unforgettable weekend. Get your tickets today to experience the fun and watch the Padres take on the Giants. Get your tickets before they are all gone at padres.com/tickets. You got that new video board going to get booted up for the first time in that series against the Giants as well. padres.com/tickets.
Your San Diego Padres are in Peoria, Arizona.
Why?
To get ready for the 2015 season. More of Padres Social Hour at spring training continues right after this.